Welcome to Pickett County High School Basketball. Again tonight, I'm Ralph Ray, and I was last night, and probably tomorrow, along with Elaine Hill Cross here and J-Man Johnny Sells.
Hello.
Hello.
Bringing you the game, which is about to get underway here in a few minutes between our Bobcats and the Monterey Wildcats, whom we've played twice earlier this season and have won both games by 20 points. The first one was 79-59, and the last one 66-46. I believe that's 20 and 20. But at any rate, we're coming to you tonight from Livingston Academy, where our district tournament is being contested. Tonight's the first night of games. And Clay County Lady Bulldogs just put away the Monterey Lady Wildcats. Finally, at the very last of the game, I guess it was 13 points, but it was literally close throughout the game. So our Lady Bobcats will play Thursday night against Clay County. And did you ever confirm what the time was?
It's 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock Thursday. So get down here and cheer our Lady Bobcats on, who came into the tournament and the press that they released has two inaccuracies that I found, both of which are Pickett County High School records. They didn't get the two wins from Saturday night at Red Wine again, so not 22-2 for the Lady Bobcats, but 23-2. 8-0 is correct, since Red Wine is in District 8 and we're at 7. And for the Bobcats, we're 18-8, not 17-8. As we beat Red Barring over at Red Barring. So we're going, I don't remember if I told you this yet, but I should. Robert Adelson wearing those fingers down to the bloody bones and at the Livingston studio helping us get this on Channel 10 and recording for tomorrow on WANY 100.9 stereo FM. It will be replayed at or about 12:30 p.m., so you can listen to that tomorrow if you like. But at any rate, guys, what are you expecting tonight?
I think some Bobcats will come out with a win tonight, but it may not be as easy as what it has been the last two games. The old saying, it's hard to beat the same team three times in the season, but I have confidence in this Bobcat team. I think they'll come out with a victory.
And I always challenge you.
Yes, sir.
When you say that, Johnny,
yes, sir.
You don't say it all. It's between two closely matched teams.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think 20 points is closely matched. So I happen to disagree.
I understand.
I can't
your point.
Well, I'm going to say this. We beat them by 20 points twice, but when you come into the district games, region games, sub-state state games, the atmosphere is completely different. I'm going to agree with Johnny. Bobcats are going to come out with a win, but I don't think it's going to be anything like it's been in the past. All right, so your turn, Rappy. Spell it.
After this game is over, and we have won by double figures, I will rub it in. Then I'll put salt on it.
I hope you're right.
Let me quickly give you some of the boys' awards this year. In the district, unless Delaney wants to do it.
I'll do it. Okay, here we go.
Rob Edwards, Coach of the Year.
The Coach of the Year goes to Mr. Rob Edwards from Clay County. Congratulations. MVP, of course, we've talked about this before, is Tyreek Key, also from Clay County.
And he's a junior.
He's a junior. Very rare, but it has happened in the past several times with the junior getting it. We usually think it's a senior. Well, I always relate it to a senior. But
he got it last year.
Yeah.
As a
song. On our first team, you've got Hunter Crouch from Clark Range, Kobe Brown from Jackson County, Dawson Abbott from Pickett County.
Dawson.
John Michael Farrell from Pickett County, and Wyatt Mabry from Clay County. On your second team, you've got Isaac Phillips from Jackson County, Coleman Linkus from Clark Range, Ryan Miller from Clark Range, James Cole from Jackson County, and Brian Gibby Gibson from our very own Pickett County.
What a player.
Yes. Also just a sophomore along with Dalton Abbott. Their team is Dalton Coleman from Monterey, John Wayne Browning from Clay County, Jonah Smith from Jackson County, Austin Mundy from Clark Range, and our big old Blake Hughes from Pickett County.
Yeah, all 220 pounds.
Our honorable mentions are going to be like this. Dalton Russell, Clay County, Clay Copas, Clay County, Peyton Smith, Clay County, Seth Ogletree, Clay County, Dylan Kinley, Jackson County, Cyrus West, Monterey, Zeb Randolph, Monterey, Kristen Castle, Monterey, Brian Stamps, Monterey, Parker Payne, Monterey, Kay Painter, Monterey. C.O. Bowman, Jackson County, Connor Brown, Jackson County, Joe Brown, Jackson County, Chase Fowler, Jackson County, Toby Hayes, Clark Range, Emory Lane, Clark Range, and our very own Ben Neal, Pickett County. Our freshman team was Gavin Silk, Clay County, Keith Kims, Clay County, and Grayson Randolph, Monterey. Our defense team goes MVP, of course, Coleman Lincoln from Clark Range, Toby Brown, Jackson County, Ben Neal, who we knew would definitely be on the all-defense team from Pickett County, Parker Payne, Monterey, and Clay Copas from Clay County. So we've got several of our Bobcats listed here on these boys' awards this year.
And we'll get to our young ladies later, if not before Thursday night, later tonight. But at any rate, we have great showing as Coach Brent Smith was again for the third straight year elected Coach of the Year.
Congratulations, Coach.
Yeah, way to go, Brent, baby. But right now, it strikes me, I better go pay some bills. So we're going to go away, folks. And I know it's probably a little snowy or rainy, or a combination thereof out there. So you need to snuggle up and stay indoors and get that toddy and make a pit stop and get back in that recliner on that soft couch. And we'll bring you the action. Don't you dare go away.
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Well, welcome back, folks, to Livingston County Academy High School. This is the Derwood Vaughn Memorial Gym, and they've got it nicely on the wall there, so we know. But at any rate, it's not at Wheeler-Hassler tonight. It's at Derwood Vaughn. Johnny, you want to run the rosters?
Yes, for the Monterey Wildcats, you have number 2, Grayson Randolph, number 3, Cade Painter, number 5, Peyton West, number 11, Brian Stamps. Number 12, Lane Phillips. Number 15, Parker Payne. Number 20, Tyrus West. Number 21, Dalton Coleman. Number 23, Tristan Castle. Number 25, Cody Miller. Number 30, Bryce Davidson. Number 32, Ethan Norris. And number 34, Zeb Randolph. That's the entire roster. The starting five is going to be number 3, Cade Painter. Number 11, Brian Stamps. Number 15, Parker Payne. Number 20, Tyrus West. And number 21, Dalton Coleman will be the starting five for the Monterey Wildcats. Your Pickett County roster, entire roster, is number 21, Ryan Hill. Number 4, Will Garrick. Number 3, Bryson York. Number 20, Clay Smith. Number 14, Jonathan Crawford. Number 42, Colton Sales. Number 11, Peyton Rector, shut out with that injury. Number 23, Trent Young. Number 35, Brian Gibson. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 1, Gabe Moon. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 40, Blake Hughes. And number 2, John Michael Thurl. The starting five for your Pickett County podcast will be number 2, John Michael Thurl. Number 40, Blake Hughes. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 35, Brian Gibson. Coached by Nathan Aaron and assisted by Ray Allen Webb.
Thank you, Johnny. Delaney, you got something to throw at us right now?
No, I just my nerves is shot, and I'm ready for this game to be over.
Secure.
He is sweating to death. But I do want to tell the folks, this comes from Johnny J. Mansell. Get you a cushion, the cushion. Sit back and listen.
And you may quote him on that.
I have to quote.
Well, okay. Let's quickly take a break to pay a few more bills anyway, and we'll be back, folks.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breuer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breuer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breuer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Well, welcome back here, folks, to Livingston Academy High School. Our Bobcats are getting ready to tip off against the Wildcats from Monterey. Monterey had a seasonal record of 12 wins and 17 losses, and they were 0-8, I believe, in the district. And our Bobcats were 18-8 overall and 4-4. In the district, but then they lost the football coin toss with Clark Range to see who would play in this game, to play in. So the winner will have to play Clay County, and that is where the advantage is, the disadvantage for having to play in. If you win, you got to go up against the 25-2. And they lost one district game, and I don't remember who that was. But we know how good they are, and they're ranked, by the way, in the top couple teams in the state in A. Johnny?
Okay. Let's get ready to rumble, but I think we're going to call out the
award winners. But you can do that, or Lane.
Lane, she doesn't. Well, go ahead, Lane. You got the paper out there.
Yeah, that paper. First thing they're announcing tonight, of course, is going to be the honorable mention. Brian Stamps from Monterey.
Got Parker Payne.
Kate Painter.
There you go.
And Parker Payne. All these are from Monterey. And then
Kristen Castle.
Yep, Kristen Castle, Monterey. And then we've got Tyrus West from Monterey. Zeb Randolph from Monterey. Got several honorable mentions there. Six.
Got to give us up for the year.
Number 21, Dalton Coleman. 13 would go to Dawson Coleman from Monterey.
That's seven players.
And the all district team from Monterey goes to Parker Payne. All freshman team goes to Grayson Randolph from Monterey. So that's all the awards that's going to Monterey High School. Of course, there were several of them.
Eight of them, actually, and there's only four boys. sitting over on the bench at this point.
So next they're going to introduce the Boy Award for the Pickett County Bobcats.
All right.
Get it on.
Let it happen, baby.
Bring it. The honorable mention for the Pickett County Bobcat goes to Ben Neal. Number 40, Blake Hughes. 13 for your Pickett County Bobcat goes to Blake Hughes. All district second team goes to Brian Gibby Gibson. That's Ben Neal. That's the all defense team goes to Ben Neal. First team from Pickett County goes to John Michael Farrell. Look at his face. And then Dawson Abbott is on the first team as well.
Well, Dawson, we want to see you shooting those turkeys, man.
Yeah. And that's all of the awards going out to your Pickett County Bobcats and the Monterey Wildcats.
Let's bring it on, Daddy.
Bring it home.
We got to take another picture, yeah.
Okay.
That's a starting lineup right there.
I do believe so.
John, let's get ready to rumble. To be introducing the Monterey Wildcats on the scoreboard as the visiting team. Starting for the Monterey Wildcats, number 11, Brian Stamp. Number 3, Kate Painter. Number 15, Parker Payne. Number 3, Tyrus West. Number 20, Tyrus West. Number 21, Dalton Coleman. That's the starting five for the Monterey Wildcats. And now we're getting ready for the starting five for the Monterey Bobcats. It's going to get loud. Home team on the scoreboard, the Pickett County Bobcats.
The crowd is up. The doctors and the nurses are in the building.
Number 2, John Michael Farrell. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 35, Brian Gibson. Number 40, Blake Hughes. That's a starting five for you, Pickett County Bobcats.
Delaney, take it away.
All right, folks. We know our very own Brian Gibby Gibson. He's going to jump up against, should be 21, Dalton Coleman.
Boy, some rowdy fans behind us.
I believe they bleed.
They bleed gold?
They bleed it. Black gold. Here we go, ball's up. Tapped over to the Monterey Wildcats.
Oh.
Sam Swifty gets his top half court line. He gets it over to West. West gets it into Coleman.
Coleman's a lot taller than Blake is.
Coleman gets it to Payne. Payne drives in, blocked by Gibby. He's going to be out of bounds. Gibson blocks that shot. Wildcats inbounded underneath their goal. Goes in long to Coleman.
Cummins on the turn. Ty takes it. Ooh, once again, and Furl comes away with it. He got 4 foot up and out of the ground. Furl gets it out in the corner to Abbott for a three. Nope, that's a little short. Gets it on the rebound. Up top to Neal. Neal inside to Furl. Furl shoots. In there.
John Michael Furl. And Ben Neal got that one back to him quickly. He put it home.
Sam with the ball. He gets it over to Payne. Payne got it up top on the left side. He's going to penetrate inside. He's going to hand it off to Painter. Painter takes it in.
You lost.
Oh, he took an extra step. He missed that shot. Rebound looks to me over the back by Payne. He shoots and misses Furl with the ball.
You know, John Michael can get up there.
Yeah. Furl gets it to Abbott. Abbott gets it up top to Neal. Neal passes back to Furl. Furl up top to Neal. He hands it off to Abbott. Abbott to Gibson. Gibson's got it at the top of the key. He gets it over to the right to Abbott. Abbott brings it to the top of the key. He gets it over to Furl on the left side. Furl gets it inside to Hughes. Hughes gets it back to Gibby. Gibson goes up.
Short.
Gets it short. Going to be a rebound. Goes to Coleman. Coleman gets it to Sam.
Why, Gibby usually puts those in the hole. He's on the left baseline there.
6:10 left in the first quarter. West with the ball. He takes it over to the top of the key. He's going to shoot a long three. In and out. Rebound goes to Gibson. Gibson runs it down. He's going to pass it underneath to Hughes. Hughes up top to Furl. Furl for a three. Looks a little off. Rebound goes to West. West gets it to Sam.
Well, we have
West gets it over. Sam gets it to West. West back to Sam. Sam spins right inside. Shoots off the backboard. It's in there. Out of game.
Not been a scoring effort. Who's playing guard?
Call a timeout. Nobody been there for this to get in.
That was Dawson's responsibility, wasn't it?
Usually he's down there. Why is our cheerleaders down there and Monterey's cheerleaders over here?
Because Monterey cheerleaders have eminent domain here because the girls played in the first game. They've been there all along.
Okay.
That would seem to be the truth.
Okay, we're going to try this again. Bobcats get it into Furl.
Britt Young's in there for Ben Neal.
I think that was Ben. He blamed that on Ben down there. Furl gets it, takes it inside, passes off to Hughes. Hughes is going to shoot. He misses. Rebound Painter. Painter gets it to Sam.
Not looking so hot here in the first 3 minutes.
5 minutes left in the first. Sam gets it over to Payne. Payne drives it down on the right side, back up to Sam. Sam's going to try to penetrate, brings it back out. Gets it to Coleman right up top of the key. Coleman gets it back to Sam. Sam's going to take it in. He lays it in there.
Let him weave right through.
Furl with it. Furl takes it, drops it down inside to Hughes. He shoots, he misses.
He's going to get a couple charities out of it, though.
It's going to be a foul called on number 21, Coleman. That's going to be his first. And Hughes is going to go to the line to shoot two. First shot up. Good.
That's a net. So we'll make it 4-3, 4:37 to go.
Second shot on its way. Good.
Rolled in. Got it at 4.
Sam with the ball. He gets it to Coleman at the top of the key. Coleman gets it over to Painter on the left side. He brings it to the top of the key. He takes it down to the left, drives right inside the hot spot, shoots, scores.
We got to cut him off on that break.
Furl to Gibson, Gibson to Young, over to Abbott for a three. No. Nope, that one was off. Hughes and Painter runs it down, and they're going to call that on Hughes, a foul pushing, that's going to be his first. Wildcats are going to have the ball. We've got Castle coming in for West.
6-4.
Your Bobcats has picked him up for court press. Ball inbounded to Payne. Payne takes it down. He gets it to Castle. Castle up top to Sam. Castle's got it up top. He penetrates over on the left side. He gets it to Painter. Painter's going to pull up at the top of the key right inside the paint. He misses. Rebound's going to come John Furls. Michael Furls got it. He's going to take it all the way in. And
boy, he can slice and dice. Go through there in a nanosecond.
That's going to be a foul against Castle, his first. Hughes is out and kneels back. Gets him with the ball, gets it up top to Neil. Neil gets it over to Pearl. Pearl's got it at the top right. Pass underneath, but it's deflected by number 34, Randolph. Sam's with the ball. Sam sends it to Castle. Castle takes it back to the top of the key. He gets it over to Payne. Payne got it at the top of the key. He's going to penetrate to the right, gets it down in the corner to Sam. Sam's going to take it inside. Almost shot, but nothing. Passes out in the corner to Payne for a three. He hits.
Well, Painter's on fire tonight.
He is. He didn't have that many points the other night when we played him. Furl with the ball. He gets it to Abbott. Abbott gets it up top to Young. Going to be a foul on number 34. Gibson drops to the ground. That's going to be number 34, Randolph's first foul.
Well, at least to the floor.
To the ground, floor, court, yard, grass. He went down. And we've got number 2, Grayson Randolph in, which was all freshman of the year. Abbott with the ball. He gets it over to Neil. Neil back to Furl. Furl's got it at the top of the key.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Gets it to Abbott. Back to Neil. Neil to Furl. Furl's going to penetrate on the inside. In there.
Yes.
2:25 left in the first. The Bobcats are down 6-9. Payne with the ball. Takes it across half court line. He's going to pass it to Randolph. 34, Randolph. He tried to pass it down. It looked like maybe to Payne, but deflected by Hughes. I don't know where it was going. Pearl with the ball. Takes it inside. Back up top to Abbott for a three. In and out. Rebound Randolph. Abbott, he's got to get warmed up here. West with the ball. Gets it to Castle.
He's going to get there.
He will. We have faith. Castle passes back to Randolph. At 5. He forgot to count. He just started counting. That should have been 5 seconds. Gets his pass on. He finally goes in and shoots. Pearl with the ball at the top of the key. Takes it to the free throw line. He shoots. It's short. Rebound goes to Payne.
Nobody was boarding except Blake.
Payne penetrates down. He gets it to Grayson Rance. Oh, and it's knocked away. Coming with it's going to be Abbott. Abbott over to Neil. Neil's open. Neil can hit those three-pointers if he just shoots them. Back to Abbott. Abbott to Gibson. Gibson to Furl. Furl turns, spins underneath.
Oh,
misses. Rebound Payne. That was a good.
Good move.
Good turn, spin. Payne with the ball, takes it all the way in. And drives in, and nothing there, and it stays with Monterey Wildcats. Young's coming in for Gibson. 47 seconds left in the first. Your Wildcats 11, Bobcats 6.
Can you imagine only having 6 points?
Ball inbounded to Castle. Castle with it up top. He's going to finish right down underneath. Gets it back in the corner to West. West brings it back up.
Look at Ben Neal. All
They left Grayson up wide open. Left Randolph wide open, and he shot it in there.
I don't believe it.
Merrill with the ball at the top. Looks like we're going to hold it for one shot, 15 seconds. Here we go. They're on the move. Merrill gets it out to Abbott. Abbott drives right in. Shoot. Rolls in and out. Used with the no foul called.
There's a travel.
No shot. So at the end of the first, you got your Bobcat 6 and your Wildcat 13.
Well, I'll be darned. We got to do better than that or we're going home. We should tell the folks that if we don't win tonight, we don't play.
No, that's it. They have to win tonight to go on.
So let's take this break and pay the bills. We'll be back.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks.
He's going to be fouled this time. He's going to commit the foul. We got number 11 stamped at the line. Looks like he's going to shoot two. First shot up, no good.
That'll come back to haunt you.
He's got the second shot on his way. Missed it, but Neil, did you see him fighting, falling in? He wanted that rebound, and he gets it. He drives it all the way in, passes out to Hughes. Hughes goes in, Hughes, he misses. And then Castle gets the rebound. Castle's going to run all the way down. Oh! Foul runs underneath him.
They're going to call a foul.
He never touched him. He ran completely underneath that, and they called a foul on Furl on that. And I think the ref has got it out for Pickett County tonight just by that play right there.
Well, Mr. Castle is a brother, I think, or a cousin of the Castle that was MVP 2 or 3 years ago in the district.
Castle's at the line. Looks like Hughes has got blood on him, so Doc Tompkins is on his way over. First shot up by Castle, he misses.
That's 3 in a row they missed. Hey, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
I need one of them fans they've got, them big ones.
That's a flacker.
Second shot, good.
14-6. I don't know what they're holding up the inbound for. The Zebra had to get his breath, I think.
Furl with the ball at the top of the key. He's going to take it right in. Gets it out to Abbott for a three. We need it. Abbott, Neil, or Gibson runs it down, passes underneath to Young. In there.
That was a desperate, much-needed basket. 14-8.
Payne with the ball. He's going to take it down, takes it over on the left side. He's pulled up a dribble. He don't know what to do. Gets it over to West. West brings it back up top. West takes it over on the left side, passes in the corner to Payne. Payne drives in, lays it up.
You've got to step in front up on that baseline.
Pearl's got it at the top of the key. He drives, turns, spins inside. He hits this one.
A whirling derbies by John Michael Farrell.
Sam's with the ball.
16-10. We're still in hole.
Pass down in the corner to West. It's knocked away by Neil. There's a reason he's on that defense.
Oh, he has quick hands, doesn't he?
Yes.
seems like the Bobcats are picking it up just a little bit here, but they're going to have to do better.
Yep.
Well, we've been missing some shots we ordinarily make, particularly on the turkeys.
Coleman passes on. Young steals it. Young's open. He's going to take it down. There it is. It's in there.
Nice adjustment by Young on the lay-in.
Down the fourth.
West with the ball. He gets it over to Painter. Painter's double team. Oh, they let Payne wide open. Gibson gets the ball. Gets it to Young. Young down to Pearl. Pearl's going to shoot. He misses. It's going to be a block shot going against Painter.
How many does Painter have, Johnny?
That makes his first one.
Yeah. That's going to be his first. So John Michael Pearl's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Well, as you say repeatedly, charities are important.
First shot on its way. Count it.
That's the net. Watch these little girls down here. Oh, we're having entertainment as we try to broadcast.
Second shot. Good.
I'll cut it to two, and it's 16 to 14 now.
Castle with the ball gets it to Payne. Payne throws it down here to Coleman. Coleman, he's picked up quick by three players, gets it back to Castle. Castle lobs it in the corner to Painter.
Painter's taking tickets in that corner.
Oh, and it's almost stripped off by Neil, but not Painter. He gets it in there, though.
That makes it 18 to 14.
Pearl with the ball. Pearl takes it in. Oh, we don't want it, Ken. That's going to be the second one. Nope, that goes against number 15, Payne. That's going to be his first. Pearl's going to go back to the line to shoot two.
It's either Payne or Painter. John Michael at the line for a couple more.
First shot on its way. Good.
Oh, almost came out.
Neil's going to sit down and use his coming in.
18 to 15 with 5:22 remaining in the second.
Second shot, this one's going to be short. It's his own rebound, but they're saying he left too early.
He did.
He might have, because Chip.
He knew he was going to miss it, and he took off for that rebound.
Ball inbound is to Coleman. Coleman gets it down to Payne. Payne takes it in, passes out to Painter for a three. This one's off, way off.
That was an air ball.
Pearl's come down with it.
5 minutes remaining.
Gets it over to Abbott. Abbott up top to Young. Young to Pearl. Pearl's got it over on the right side. He's going to hand it off to Abbott. Abbott takes it inside.
In short. Jumper at the charity line and drops it in. That'll make it 18 to 17.
Coming with the ball. He's going to throw it long to Payne.
Oh.
They're going to call that on Pearl.
I didn't. I saw about 10 feet between those two.
Pearl's got his second foul. He's going to sit down. Neil's coming in for him.
Well, I didn't see the foul.
Ball inbound to Castle. Castle gets it over to Stamps on the left side. He brings it up to top of the key.
I dribble there, buddy.
4:30 left in the second. Gets it over to Payne. Payne takes it inside. He shoots, misses. Rebound goes to Young. Hughes knocks it around and Young gets it.
All right, we take the lead on this position.
Young gets it down to Neil. Neil tries to pass inside. It's stripped away by Painter.
I'll take that back.
He gets it down to Payne. Payne gets it back out to Castle. Castle shoots for three. It's long. Hughes comes away with that rebound.
Two boys.
Almost sold away. They're going to have to get the nerves settled up top to Abbott.
What's this? I thought it was for looking.
No, it was the shoes. I didn't know who was guarding who. Neil with the ball. Neil passes inside. Going to be a holding call on Castle, number 23. That's going to be his second.
How many team fouls? I can't.
Five.
All right.
No, six.
That's what I got, six.
Yep, six.
One more and we'll be shooting.
Ball inbound to Gibson. That's Papa Young back in the corner to Abbott. Abbott brings it up.
They're playing Abbott really tight.
Shoot it, Abbott.
Shoot it, three.
Yay! And that brings a timeout for the Wildcats. Dawson just knocked us up by a score of 20-18.
I made about the fifth attempt for Abbott to shoot a three, and he connected on that one. So hey,
I think the coach knew that too. Once he starts hitting,
hey,
he hits.
I'll tell you what, looks like I poured water on my hands. I'm sweating so much here.
I lost my spirit. All right, Delaney, what's on?
Here we go. Wildcats get it inbounded to Payne. Painter. Painter brings it up. He drives all the way in. He takes about three.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's going to go against Ben Neal. That's going to be his second.
Painter got a break on that one because he clearly walked.
He's a light Josh Wright. He sticks his tongue out. He's going to bite it off. He don't quit. First shot up. Good.
He also stepped over the line.
Mm-hmm. I noticed he wears a pad, like on his back there.
A pad on his back?
Well, you'll see it there. Right above, right on his shorts. He missed his second shot. Rebound goes to Gibson. Gibson gets it to Pearl. Probably just to protect when he hits the court. That's too young. Young takes it in. Oh!
God, just about turned me over there.
That's a whirling derby, what is that?
A whirling derby. You betcha, Bob. 22-19.
Hey,
watch the line.
The ball, Randolph was standing on the line, and he stepped back across a couple times. Payne goes down to shoot, and he throws it out of bounds. No foul call, thank goodness, on the Bobcats. So.
We're starting to roll, guys. 3:05 remaining. We're up by three.
Pearl with the ball.
But I got to give the Wildcats credit. They played good ball so far.
Hands it to Abbott. Abbott to Neal. Ooh. Neal throws it away.
Who was that to? You, Johnny?
Could have been. Supposed to have been from John Michael, but.
Sampson's got the ball. He gets it over to West.
Certainly an unforced error.
Almost picked off. Takes it inside the baseline. Randolph does. West comes out with it.
He almost stepped over the line.
Sam took the ball up top. 2:30 left in the second.
Yeah. Oh, high bounce.
That old man, get him.
5 seconds. Stand on one side.
That was Ben Neal all the way.
Good defense.
Good defense.
2:18 remaining. And Ben's got to take a rest after that workout.
We got Pearl with it at the top of the D. Passes to Hughes. He takes it inside. Gets it back up to Pearl. Pearl passes back to Hughes. Hughes is going to turn, spin, and he misses. Ball around Fort West, comes away with it, gets it to Sam.
Oh!
That was double dribble, but nothing called. West with the ball.
And the referee, the Zebra, was right with him.
Randolph got it at the top of the key. Randolph hands it to Sam.
1:40 remaining.
Sam gets it over to Payne on the left side. Payne gets it back up top to Sam. Sam tries to drive down. Defense is staying with him. Payne gets the ball, takes it right inside. Oh, almost knocked away.
Yep. Pick it up, and boys.
Abbott picks it up.
There's a foul, was it called?
Minute 10 left.
Well, I thought we were going to get a breakaway there for a second.
Ball got to Pearl.
1 minute remaining. We're up for three.
Out to Abbott. Abbott's wide open for three. Oh, he misses. The rebound goes to Gibby. Gibby shoots it back. He goes!
knocks it home on the putback and puts us up by five with 40 seconds remaining.
Payne gets the ball over to Sam. Sam's walking across the half-court line. 35 seconds left in the second quarter. Pass inside to Randolph. Randolph dribble. He turns on the inside. And he lays it in there by Lakin.
Beautiful play.
It was. Pearl with the ball. I do believe we're going to have to take a one shotter here. Pearl's going to walk it down.
Let's get another turkey there, Dawson. Or John Michael.
15 seconds left.
Or Gibby or anybody.
You say, young.
That's true.
Pearl gets it up top. It skips away by West. West lays it in.
That's it.
So at the end.
Boy, those are mental mistakes. They'll kill you every time. So at halftime, Buzz, we were up by one. But we were up by five a couple minutes ago.
Down by five.
We also were up by five.
Yeah.
So we're up by one now. It's 24 to 23. We scored 18.
They scored 10.
Yeah, well, that helps, though.
Yeah.
Let's go away, folks, and we'll be back with Johnny's data and more.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Welcome back, folks. Johnny?
Okay, for the Murray Wildcats, this first half, you have Grayson Randolph with two, Cade Painter with eight, Arthur Payne with two, Tyrus Rest with two, Webb Randolph with two, Ryan Stamps with four, and Tristan Castle with three, for a total of 23. For Pitt County Bobcats, John Michael...
Get down, Farrell.
For Pitt County Bobcats, John Michael Farrell with nine, Blake Hughes with two, you have Dawson Abbott with three, you have... Brian Gibson with two, and Trent Young with six, total of 24, and Bobcats up for one here at the break, 24-23.
Dawson's only got one turkey.
Trent Smith.
Yes.
Can you get him? Can you
get him to come up here? Grab him by the nape of the neck, and then you kick his posterior.
Beep! Look that out.
Well, we haven't seen a lot of outstanding Bobcat play tonight, but they are ahead. But here comes great coach Brent Smith.
Just because you won the Coach of the Year again, you need to straighten up.
I'm sorry. I just got to talking. I got a little off schedule there a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, three in a row, what are you going to do for a repeat?
I don't know. You better enjoy this one, probably.
We had a lot of awards, as we should have, what was it, Tristan got co-MVP?
Absolutely, yep.
And, you may have to help me, Delane.
We had Jane on the first
Jane
team.
Jane on the first.
She was on first last year.
Lana Bibbery.
Lana was on third, Courtney was on first, and Abby was on second.
Okay.
I think Courtney's the one that jumped up.
Freshman Brown.
Yeah, and Leah Brown got on the all-freshman team. So
she's pretty good, not because she's a southpaw or anything.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, she's an athlete. You know, she really is a good athlete.
That's just because the wrong side of her brain is dominant.
But now we were well represented. I was proud of that. All these awards means we got a good team. So, I mean, that's just what we need to go from.
Yep.
And build
yep.
from that. So, I mean, that's, that's why I tell you, everybody, we've had some, it's great to get recognized, but it's great to win it. We just want to win and and go forward. That's what we're trying to do.
You know, we were talking about earlier with the boys' wins with Monterey and stuff like that. When you look at, you know, you're playing Monterey on Thursday night, but even though you won by far, district atmosphere is just completely different.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you guys seen the score from last night. Gordonsville, which is in another region, in our region, they hadn't won a game. They're 0-24, I believe. They played last night, played the first round of the district tournament. They had gotten beaten, I think, handily about 20 or 30 each time, and wind up winning by 8 like that. Their first win of the year came in the first game. Trousdale County.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was a, you know, that tells you all you need to know there. And,
well,
you know,
tonight's game, this game.
Absolutely.
We beat them twice by 20.
Yes.
And we just finally climbed up one
right.
point.
We'll wind up. I think we'll be okay.
I think we will too, but I guess the point is this Painter kid.
Right. He's playing with some fire.
He's really playing with intensity.
That's right. And he wants to win, and I understand. And, you know, this first game here tonight, you know, it was kind of to the last, you know, half
the last 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was close, too. So, I mean, you can't.
It's amazing.
It's just different. It's just different. You got to come ready to play, and we're going to have our work cut out for us on Thursday and, you know, here on out. So, I mean, you know, we just need to understand what's at hand here, and I think we do, but, you know, we kind of went through a little. I think we played pretty good on Friday, tough place to play, and maybe we'll build off that and go forward from there because, you know, like I say, it just matters. You got 9 games. This is game number 1 coming. You know, just want to approach it that way and hope we get to 9 and, you know, and it's surviving advantage each one. And if you win by 10, if you win by 1, or you win by 100.
Doesn't matter.
You win.
That's it. You just got to survive.
Well, I got to tell you, 23-2 record, 8-0. Man, congratulations.
We thank you. Well, it's just been, like I said, it's been a testament to what our kids have done and the work we've shown. So it's just proud of them.
Well, thanks for stopping by. And we'll be here with you on Thursday night.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thanks Coach. We're going to go away. Johnny, did you get the data yet?
Yes, I have.
All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Don't you dare go away.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Ball in down the sand, Sam gets it over to West. West gets it up top to Castle. Castle's going to penetrate down, gets it to Sam. Sam gets it back. He passes inside to Coleman. Coleman's going to turn. Shoot. Nothing there. Rebound goes to Pearl. Pearl gets it down to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Gibson. Gibson gets it over to Neal. Neal's going to drive right in. He's wide open. Oh, he misses it. Misses is going to go long to a Painter.
That's the case where we should have shot it to the right hand.
Painter gets it to Sam's gets it over to Castle. Castle's going to penetrate on the inside. Passes out of West, and it's going to go back to the Bobcats.
All right, we need to start dropping it in the hole there.
Right here. Pearl with the ball. Gets it over to Gibson. Gibson up. Oh, almost kicked off by Castle. He didn't mean to. Pearl with the ball passes inside to you.
is in the paint.
Hughes is going to take it in underneath. He shoots. Nothing there. Sams gets the rebound. He gets it to West. West has it over on the top right. He gets it back up top to Sams. Sam's going to pin straight in, gets it over to Painter. Painter's going to turn, spin, almost loses it, and oh, Lord, he does lose it. Neal with the ball. Oh, it's stripped away by Sam. Sam drives in, shoots, nothing there, but Painter's already get the rebound.
That'll put the Wildcats up by a point, 25-24, and boy, that was discombobulated play.
Pearl gets the ball over to Neal. Neal drives in. Going to be a foul called on West. That's going to be his first.
Ben Neal takes the seat. Looks like Trent Young's back in there.
Pearl inbound underneath their goal. He gets it out to Gibson. Gibson gets it back to Pearl. Pearl takes it inside, pass underneath to Hughes. He misses. He follows with it. Misses again. Coleman comes away with the rebound.
That's pretty straight right on the goal. We missed there.
I know.
Sam's with the ball, and Coach Aaron is not happy at all.
Well, I think that if...
Ball pass to West. He misses. Rebound goes to Trent Young.
There could have been some personal fouls called on Blake's shot.
Gets it over to Pearl. Pearl takes it inside. He passes to Young. Hughes goes up again. He misses it again.
We call it on Gibson.
Gibson's first.
They are beating the distance out of Blake, and they're not calling it.
Here we go. Sam's with the ball. Sam's gets it down to West. West passes inside to Painter. Painter tries to go in. Nothing there. Rebound goes to Hughes. Hughes gets it to Young. I'm sorry. I stepped on your foot.
No.
All the way across to Abbott, up top to Pearl. Pearl penetrates in. In there.
Count that one.
Took it off.
He kept that foul, too.
And he's going to go to the line for the old-fashioned three.
Foul goes against Coleman. That's going to be his second.
Coleman is 21?
Yes.
He's the one that's beating the dickens out of Blake. And he is calling.
Shot on line, good.
That'll put the Bobcats up by two. John Michael Farrell has been scoring some points, Johnny.
Yeah, he's got 12 right now in the game.
We've got 5-10 left in the third. Bobcats are up two, 27-25. Castle with the ball. He's going to walk it down. He takes it over on the right side, penetrates down, gets it in the corner to West for a three. In there. I remember West, he hit a few threes.
And now we're down to one.
Pass underneath to Gibson. He goes along the baseline.
And
he still, look at him. That's a technical on number 34. He's still mouthing. All right, so we need to see what happens.
I think we should send him away. Number 35. He's a big player.
Hughes is trying to calm Gibson down.
Well, I don't know who's
34.
Yeah, but who was the first foul on? I think 23 Castle.
Well, 34 is still... talking to the Zebras.
I think number 11 is who they said, Sam.
You sure they called a T?
Yes, they called him for a T. They just said it. He gets the first shot. He was fouled first.
Well, they shouldn't be standing there.
Yeah, this is just a regular foul, and then they'll move when they see the technical foul. I think that's my understanding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, two different people. They call foul on two different people. They call a foul, and then they call a technical.
Gibson's at the line.
He missed the first.
Missed the first.
And we're down by one.
He's going to get one more. And we're going to have a technical shot. Second one, good.
It's tied up at 28. So we'll see if your prediction comes true.
See, I mean, I don't know. I just, who knows?
Okay, the first foul was on the stamps.
Yeah.
That was, and then the technical was on number 34, Randolph.
Yeah. So somebody should shoot for the technical. Well, you know what? They don't. The first foul, he wasn't. The first foul that they got, he wasn't shooting, so there's not going to be shots on that one. Gibson just shot the technical, but you're right, they shouldn't have been down there, right? He wasn't shooting the shot, was he? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you got clobber.
Yeah, so there should be a shot right here.
You know, Gibson is real cool, but I don't know what that guy must have said to him, but he's still upset.
Well, I thought he got clobber physically. Well, that's their ball. I don't know.
I don't understand this at all.
That's very confusing. Very confusing. Okay, Painter gets the ball, gets it to West. West gets it over to Castle, back to West. Back to Castle. He lobs it all the way down to West. West gets it down to Painter. Painter's got it in the corner. He's going to bring it out. He's going to hand it to West. West gets it to Sam. Sam's going to take it in. Shoot. It's in there off the backboard. They went up by two. Pearl's going to run it all the way down. And he shoots, and that's in there, and Pearl hits the ground, so that's going to go against West. And West just picks up his second.
John Michael has made a pattern of that kind of follow-up. After they score, he just makes it go.
Pearl's at the line to shoot two, 4:20 left in the third. First shot on his way, count it.
That's the net.
Thirty to 29.
Get there. 30-30. My guess would pull court pressure.
Randolph gets the ball over to Castle. Castle gets it back to Sam. Sam's back to Castle. Castle's going to take it down. Drive, shoot. Nothing there. Gibson gets the rebound. Gets it to Young. Up, and it's tipped away, but there should be a foul. He took his shoulder into it. No shot. But it's probably against Young. That's his first.
Well, they're not. Johnny, how many fouls have they called on the Wildcats, and how many on them? They're getting kind of sloppy.
Got 11 on the Wildcats.
Seven
on the Bobcats.
Oh, well, then I'm mistaken.
Wildcats get it inbounded to Coleman. Coleman gets it back to Castle. Castle's going to take it inside. He hands it up top to Sam. Sam Scott is up top. He penetrates in. He hands it off to Randolph number two. He hands it back to Castle. Castle's going to take it in. He hands it to Coleman. It's knocked around. Castle's there to save it. He's going to drop in. It should be a start. Oh! Call that on Trent Young. That's going to be his second. I told you it wouldn't be good. This one, the first 2 minutes of this game. Castle's at the line. He's going to shoot two.
Here comes big number 34 reporting.
Castle first shot's up. Good.
He rolled it in. 31-30, and the Bobcats are down by one.
Yes, come out. Castle second shot on its way. No good. Rebound years. You just gets it to Abbott. Abbott gets it over to Pearl on the bottom right. Back up top to Abbott. Abbott back to Pearl.
More move.
Pearl to Gibson. Gibson wide open for a three.
And that makes it 33-30.
Dr. Clyde, over Mac.
He called it.
We call it.
You're right.
Maybe. Number 34 is going to get in some big trouble. Hughes is talking to him like, hey, you might want to calm down, brother. Pearl with the ball, gets it over to Gibson. Gibson drives in, gets it back to Abbott for a three. Hey! Now, here we go.
36-31. A couple of turkeys by our great sophomores.
Monterey Coast is going to call a timeout. 3 minutes left in the third. Your Bobcats 34, Wildcats 31.
How much time do you need?
Full.
They need all us to get folks, but we'll be back with the rest. Don't you dare go away.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Come on, Eddie.
Hey! Everybody! All right, Delaney.
Here we go. Ball knocks around, almost picked up, and it is. But Neil, he knocks it out of bounds.
I will report that we missed a two-pointer by the Wildcats and another turkey by Dawson for the Bobcats. So now it's 39-33.
Sam's with the ball. Sam gets it to Coleman. Coleman gets it over here to West. West takes it in. He shoots. Long rebound Gibson. Gibson to Abbott.
You got two open, Dawson.
Abbott for three. This is a little hard. West rebounds it. Long rebound goes to West. He's going to take it all the way down. Knocked out of bounds by Neil. He's everywhere. Wherever that ball is, that's where he's at.
What energy. He'd be a great track man.
Ball inbounded along to Payne. Payne takes it up top. Gets it down to West. West passes inside to Coleman. Coleman shoots. He knocks Neil out of the way.
Coleman's gotten a lot of breaks from the Zebras tonight.
Pearl with the ball at the top of the key.
Clock gets up for four.
He gets it over to Abbott. Abbott takes it in, passes down the corner to Neil. Neil drives the baseline, hands it off to you.
No.
Oh, and he misses that shot. Randolph gets the rebound. He gets it to Payne.
He needs to use the backdoor, the glass on him.
Payne's going to drive along the baseline. He's going to pass it up top, and that's going to be a foul on Ben Neal. That's going to be his third.
Both teams, I believe, have five in this half.
Yes. Ball pass in bound to Coleman, but it's almost out of bounds. West gets the ball and shoots the three.
Yeah, but the other guy was standing out of bounds.
I thought he was. Looks like it from here.
Well, the point difference is down to one, but the butt chance is still up.
Pearl with the ball passes up top to Gibson for three. Nope, this is short. Rebound goes to West.
Push him off.
He puts it off to the top.
Push him off.
Pass down to Coleman. Coleman takes it inside. Shoots. And they're going to count it. And that's going to go against Ben Neal. That's his fourth. He's going to have to sit down. That puts the score 40-39 with Bobcats up by one, but Coleman's at the line.
No. We're down by one.
Oh, that's right. We're the home. We're down by one, and Coleman at the line to make it could be a possibly down by two.
I will repeat what I just said. This
question
has been given a lot of breaks by the Zebras. So we're down by two. We're under a minute in the third.
Pearl's got the ball. He's going to bring it down. Benson with the ball pass. He's in there. He's on it now.
So finally, Blake knocks it home. And Jeff Quant, number 21, just went out. So he wasn't there guarding.
West with the ball. West gets it up to Castle up top. Oh, Dawson hits Mick Randolph. Castle with the ball. He's going to shoot a little jumper. He gets the roll. Pearl with the ball.
At least it wasn't a three-pointer.
True. 15 seconds left in the third, folks. Bobcats with the ball. Pearl set it at the top of the key. He's going to take it inside. Pass underneath. He uses reverse layup. It's in there.
And that'll knock it out. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter.
So at the end of the third, tied up at 43-43.
Well, let's go away, folks. And we'll be back with the fifth.
B&K Buyride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Bobcats with the ball. John Michael Pearl's got it up top. He's going to penetrate right inside. Passes to Young. Throws too hard. Got a timeout over here on Bobcats. Coach Aaron called that just in time.
Well, it cost him the basket. Just John Michael put it in. But it's a full timeout, so we got more bills to pay, folks. We'll be back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Here we go. Molly inbounded to use.
Welcome back, folks.
Molly inbounded to use. Gets it over to Gibson. Gibson gets it up top to Pearl. Pearl gets it over to Young on the right side. He passes inside, too.
Jump, he pushed him
in there.
He should have had a foul call, too. Bobcats just went up by 2 on John Michael's twisting turnaround shot.
Sam's with the ball. Sam gets it down in the corner to Payne. Payne's going to try to take it baseline. He's knocked off and he throws it away. Going to come back to you, Bobcat.
That's what we need, some turnovers.
Abbott with the ball. Abbott's going to take it in. Passes to Pearl.
Don't force it. Get a good shot.
Pearl drives back in. He misses. Goes to you for the rebound.
Left-handed putback, and that'll put the Bobcats up by 4. What's the whistle about
now? They got hit in the nose.
Who did?
21 Coleman.
Oh, he got an alley.
I think he's going to sit down. Randolph's going to come back in.
Give him some salt.
Ralph, all about the salt.
Well, you want me to call it sodium chloride?
Sodium chloride. I like that. Castle with the ball. He walks, gets it over to Randolph. Randolph picks up, gets it down to Payne. Hank feeds it inside to Hughes. Well, Lord, he pushed him a mile. Abbott gets the rebound, though. Abbott's going to run it all the way down. In the corner to Gibson for a three. He gets his own rebound, runs it down, gets it out to Furl. Going to reset it up. 6:30 left in the ballgame, folks.
Boy, it's not so serious.
Furl takes it in. He shoots. Hughes knocks it out of the other player's hands. He's got it. He gets it out to Young. Young spot open for three. Count it! Sam's with the ball. Oh, Neal's almost all the way. Sam's going to drive all the way down. Shoot. No. 5-4. Furl comes away with that rebound. Furl's going to run it all the way down. Oh, that's a no.
He was moving.
Yeah, he was moving. He don't like Furl. He catches that. I don't have any bad calls. That's going to be three on Furl.
You can't be moving right now.
No. Payne with the Wildcats are going to get the ball inbounded out underneath. And, of course, the Wildcats have picked him up full court press. Payne to try to get it in. He gets it in to West. West throws it over to Sam. Sam's got it at the top of the key. He takes it all the way in. Oh, almost blocked by Gibson, but he
fouled.
There's a foul out, Ralph. Wow.
Oh, boy.
It's gonna be heated, folks.
Oh, I think it's getting
hotter
with this
thing. It's getting hot in here.
You know, we can play some basketball now with a 7-point lead.
Earl got the ball.
Yes, he got. Turn it over.
He passes inside to Hughes. Hughes passes down low to Young. Young shoots. He misses. Rebound goes to Painter. Gets it to Randolph. Randolph gets it up to Castle. Castle takes it down. He gets it back up top to West. He's open for three. Count it. He shoots him. He's got three, don't he? Two or three?
Three.
We've got Furl with it up top with 5 minutes left in the ballgame, folks.
4 points,
this has been a ballgame right here. Furl's going to take it down, passes up to Young. Young's going to shoot a three. Count it!
Hey, where's he going to hide those?
Payne with the ball. He's going to take it all the way in.
Charge. That better be a charge. Yeah, yes. That's the first break we've got on those calls.
That's going to be three on West. His third foul.
And we're up a seven, and we have the ball.
So Randolph 34 is going to send on, and Grayson Randolph, number two, is going to come in.
Got the John Michael Farrell now. 4:40 remaining.
Farrell's got the ball at the top of the key.
There's a reach in foul.
That's a knock around, too. Pass up top to Young. Young's going to take it inside all the way in. In there!
That kid has about a 40-inch vertical.
Yes, I'm telling you what. Castle's going to take it all the way down. He moves around Gibson, but makes that shot. He misses it, and Gibson gets the rebound. Abbott with the ball.
We have a 9-point lead all of a sudden, Delane.
I like it. He gets the ball over to Furl. 4 minutes left in the ball game.
What did that judge before the game?
You said it'd be a blowout.
No, I didn't. I said 10.
Oh, get that shot. 10. Okay.
57-46. There's a whistle.
Time out.
Full time out.
Timeout.
All right, folks. The Wildcats are suddenly in a hole and they call timeout. But we're going to come back and Delane and Johnny are going to close the door on them.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Birdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Birdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Birdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks. Elaine.
Here we go, folks. We're going to wind this game down with 3:52 left. Wildcats with the ball. Hand it over to West. West has got it at the top right.
3:45 remaining.
He gets it over to Sam on the right side. Sam's at the top of the key. Going to penetrate over on the right side. He's going to hand it off to Painter. Painter's going to take it in. Gets it back up top to Stamps. Stamps is going to drive in, shoot, he scores.
Cuts it to 9, 3:15 to go.
Play card.
Pearl with the ball.
Run the clock, boys.
Hey!
Back door and Gibby dunks the ball. So, and the Wildcats come back with two, so it's 59-50, 2:45 to go.
Pearl drives in, gets it out to Abbott.
Make a foul, you boys, come on.
Abbott underneath the.
That was a brilliant pass by Young over to Blake, who dropped it off the glass coming from the other baseline.
Now, folks, here we are. Now we're seeing the Bobcats play that we knew that they had the ability to do. They're on fire. Oh, ball stolen away. Oh, back at Sam's. Knocked to Sam's. Sam's has got it. He drives in, shoots, nothing there. Pearl comes away
that's
with
a
it.
Foul.
Foul goes against number two, Grayson Randolph, his first.
3:12 to go. Bobcats up 61-50. And what a game this is.
It took us
three quarters
before
we got going. It sure did. I was beginning to wonder.
We were tied at 43 at the end of the three. 43-43 after three.
Pearl's at the line. She's 1-1. First shot up. Good.
That's my net. How many has John Michael got, Johnny?
Oh, man, he's got a bunch of them, 14. About 18 in the draft.
All right.
Second shot on its way.
Oops.
He misses. Rebound goes to Payne. Payne throws it down to West. West is open for that three. He misses. Rebound goes to Abbott.
Boys, just hold it up. Play smart. He's all up. He's fouling.
Boy, that pisses.
No foul call. West goes in and lays it in.
When they don't call fouls, if they get a basket, it irritates me.
Ball passed out to Abbott. Abbott's foul.
Oh, she's going to foul. You look at that. Hey, what about that, Ralph?
I thought they was going to let that one go by. Pearl's going to go back to the line to see another 1-1. That goes against number 15, Payne, his second.
Well, it's 10 points. I think they heard me say 10 points before we started this run.
I think he said double figures.
That is double figures.
Yeah, but it's not specifically 10.
Quit your picking on me.
Pearl's at the line. First shot. No good. Rebound number 34, Randolph. Is most of Randolph in? No. Pass down to West. West for another three. No, missed that one. Abbott comes away with the rebound. 1:30 left in the ballgame, folks.
Boys, just take your time. Hold it up.
knocked out of bounds by the Wildcat.
No foul. Well, we have $1.29 remaining. We're up by 10.
Ball pass into Hughes, gets it to Furl. Furl drives down, and going to be another foul on Payne, and that's going to take Furl to the line to shoot two. It's going to be Payne's third foul. I think she likes looking at you, Ralph.
What?
I think she likes looking at you. Furl's first shot on its way. Count it.
Nothing but that. And that'll put us up by 11. That's double figures, too, I'll remind you.
Going to get one a mile with a minute 25 left. Shot up. Good.
That's 64 to 52. And who called mine out?
Bobcat.
All right. What are you thinking now, Johnny? Are we out of the woods?
I believe we are, but I'm telling you what, this Bobcat team is going to have to. They're making me awful nervous on this start. They're going to have to start playing a little bit better on the start. I'm going to have a coronary or something here today. I'm glad you're a nurse.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do some CPR later. Hey, you've got a whole building of nurses. What do you think?
Hey, you know, I'm nurses and doctors down here tonight.
Hey, I'm the old one. You got to take care of me, too.
Right.
Boy, I tell you, listen to the news the last couple of days. The Supreme Court Justice. I have never read anything by anyone as good as what he writes. And I'm not talking about conservative, liberal, or politics. He knew how to use a language, and boy, he could do it. Anyway, we lost a good one. Here we go.
Wildcats with the ball. Sam's got it. Sam gets it up to the top of the key. Passes inside to Randolph. Almost knocked away by Hughes, but he still gets in there. Moves. He gets his own rebound.
How in the world did he do that?
Made that shot, and that goes against Hughes. And that's going to be his second.
That was a jump and a prayer on that one.
34 Randolph's going to go to the line to shoot one. Shot on its way. He misses, and he went across the line like John Michael did. So, he don't.
So that means, it would appear to mean that we'll play Friday night against Clay at 6. So we'll be here Thursday and Friday.
That was a foul.
Young gets the ball into Abbott, and he's going to be fouled from behind by Castle. That's going to be his third, so Abbott's going to go down and shoot a 1-1.
1-10 remaining, and we are up by 10. So who are you going to call, Billy?
I'm going to call Ghostbusters. Abbott at the line to shoot a 1-1. Of course, he's going to make the first shot good.
He's got a great stroke.
I don't know what happened. Nothing. Almost done. Abbott's second shot. Good. Top again, Ralph.
I think that's
66
to 54.
There we go. Do it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get excited around here.
We hit everything. West drives in, shoot, nothing there. Young's on the ground, but Furl comes away with it. 55 seconds left in the ball game, folks. I do believe our Pickett County Bobcats have pulled this off. Furl takes it down all the way around under baseline. He brings it back up top to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Gibson. Gibson gets it back to Abbott. Abbott gets it to you. And he's going to be fouled by Sam.
33.8 tenths of a second remaining. We're up to 12.
That's his second foul, and uses at the line. First shot up. Good.
Nothing but net. What a stroke he has. 67-54.
Oh, he's going to put the boys into play. Good.
The boys?
Well, you know, Crawford and Smith.
Schneider and Abbott come out.
You second shot on his way. No good. Rebound Payne. Payne takes it over to Castle. Castle drives in. And two team misses. Hughes gets the rebound and gets it to Furl. Furl's going to take it down.
They're not going to foul it down.
No. Furl's going to hold it up top.
12 seconds.
Oh, I'd at least let Crawford or Smith hold the ball.
It's going to
win this one.
67-54. So, our Bobcats moved their record to 19-8. And that'll make them 5-4 in the district. You want to count all the games. So, we prevail by 13. And that will put us against Clay County Friday at 6 p.m. But right now, let's go away, pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Yep.
Well, welcome back here to Livingston Academy. Again, Ralph Ray, Delaney Hill Cross, J-Man Johnny Sells, where our Bobcats just beat the Monterey Wildcats by 13. And that's the third time this year we've beaten them. And so the Bobcat record overall goes to 19-8. And if you count this as a district game, they're 5-4 in the district. So, great going, Bobcats. You took three quarters to get your foot on the throttle, but once you did, you blew them out in the fourth quarter. So, Johnny?
Okay, Grayson Randolph had four, Kate Tanger with 10. He had Parker Payne with two, Tyrus Rest with 15, Zeb Randolph with four, Ryan Stamps with eight, Dalton Coleman with five, and Tristan Castle six, total 54. For the Hickory County Bobcats, John Michael Furl came away with 21 points, Blake Hughes with 11 points. He had Dawson Evans with 13, Brian Gibson with 8, Trent Young with 14, total of 67. 67-54, Bobcats win this in first round of the district here at Livingston Academy.
Thank you, Johnny, and thanks for all your help. I hope we get out of here and get everybody home safely. Delaine, what do you got?
I don't got anything. I'm trying to get these scores down.
Well, let me just say, in the last quarter, we scored 24, and they scored 11, but at the end of three, it was knotted up 43-43. So, folks, we'll be back here on Thursday night. I think it's a 6 o'clock game for our Lady Bobcats when they will play Clay County, who dispenses the Monterey Lady Wildcats tonight earlier. And, yes, our Lady Bobcats will play at 6 on Thursday, and our Bobcats will play at 6 on Friday. So there you have it. And until Thursday night, folks, stay well.
So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.